Episode 1904, More Than Words.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Can you believe it? It's the weekend. You have the opportunity to chill. Not that we needed an excuse now to chill, but we always need that time to focus on our relationships with the one we love the most. Today, Relationship Builders, it's all about more than words. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I don't know about you, but yesterday it was absolutely beautiful. The weather was perfect. Yes, it actually was beginning to get a little warm. I was like, Lord, can we have a little more breeze? It's amazing how we want to change our world. But when it comes to our relationships, why do we stay the same? Sometimes we put too much weight in our words. We think if we say the right thing, we can make everything better. But in real life, we need more than words. Have you ever asked your spouse what he needs from you? If we actually did ask, I think we would be very surprised by the answers. You know, words have power. They can most certainly pack a punch in the gut, but what follows the words will leave a lasting impression. What lasting impression did you leave your sweetheart when you left for work? Unfortunately, a lot of us leave our spouses hanging on to slamming doors, short tones, and loud complaints. Sound all too familiar? We all do it. You're not alone. I'm not pointing fingers because I've done it too. The eyes roll. You know, you're like, oh, the deep sighs. And you mean them to be loud. You're like, oh, he better hear this. Oh. Why? Why do we do that? In all honesty, it's got to stop. We cannot make this a routine, a habit in our everyday. So how do you love with more than words? Well, you got to do more with little. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do more with little. A little goes a long way. Think about when you were growing up and you had this surprise waiting for you. Doesn't matter what the surprise is. It was something unexpected. That surprise, that feeling, that carries you through for many days to follow. You can actually feel what it was like as if it just had happened. Do more with little. A little goes a long way. So what does that look like in real life? We're going to break it down in three ways. Number one, look for the little things. Seriously. Most of us are trying to do really big things. Now, maybe today you're like, I may not have a lot of money to do a lot of big things that I would like to. But if you went back a couple months away from all the craziness that's happening right now, you might see that, oh gosh, you know, I could buy her that pendant she really wanted. Or I could go buy him this particular instrument that he wants, whatever it is. But you don't stop and think about what are the little things that you could do? What can you do that seems so small that it will have a greater impact? Like maybe it's just giving him his cup of joe in the morning, leaving him a love note, making him breakfast. Maybe it's as simple as making the bed. Now, don't laugh, but seriously, if you have a husband that's like, oh man, I just wish she would make the bed every day. Well, that's really simple. It doesn't cost anything but about 40 seconds of your time. Imagine what that would do for your marriage. Do more with little. Look for the little things. Number two, take aim on those little things. Put your thoughts into actions. So You may be thinking, all right, maybe I need to make that bed for my husband. I don't know what it'll get me, but you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm here to serve. I love him. It's about what? Creating a stronger foundation. When a tornado comes, a hurricane, it doesn't matter what storm hits. And we're all in a storm right now, right? No matter what storm hits, you want to be able to get through the storm, not just stay in the storm. You want to get through it on the other side. So take aim on those little things. Making that bed, only taking 40 seconds out of your morning, I bet you it's more than worth it. So why don't you go in there right now and make the bed? Maybe it's you just need to have a clean kitchen when your hubby comes home. I know that's hard. Oh, it's so hard. When our babies were babies, when they were all little, and I had the home daycare, oh my gosh, it was all I could do to have the house in order. And it was literally like a zoo at times. I was like, oh, there's no way, Lord, I'm going to get all this done. But I did my best, and I found ways to bring order to disorder so that when my husband did walk into the house, it wasn't in perfect condition. I hadn't just vacuumed. Not everything was dusted, but at least most of the stuff, meaning the toys, all of the kids' things, all of the schooling, all of it had a place. Whether it was tossed in a bin or something, thrown in a corner, at least there was some semblance of order. It was organized. That allowed him to relax. Now, I know some of you are like, man, he's a picky one. I know, I get it. But we all have our quirks, right? Good or bad, they're quirks. And if you love your spouse, you've got to be willing to take aim on the little things. And that's what I did. Now, some days, no, I didn't get to it. And if he was fussy, I was like, okay, he's just got to be fussy. If he really wants it to change, he can deal with it. Now, did I say that out loud? Oh, at times I did. I would make comments, but that's going to lead us to number three here. Respond with the little things. Looks can kill. So can words. So think about your mannerisms, the rolling of the eyes, the, that sigh, right? That's not a good sigh. The, oh, if only you knew. Yeah, that kind of a comment. Yeah, you don't need those flippant comments. That is disrespectful. One thing we need today, and it starts in our four walls, in our families, and especially in our marriage, is respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on. Respond with the little things. Don't roll your eyes. Instead, grab her hand. Just hold it. Maybe give a hug. It could be that you simply go and clean up after breakfast. You know, if it's a normal work day, like for our household right now, my husband is considered an essential. So is my oldest son, number 2 of 5. And so we still are moving like a regular household to a degree. Now, we're really not sure what's happening with the kids in high school. That's a question mark. We won't know that until next week. And my daughter, who's going to the university, she's on digital learning. So fine, she's kind of in her role. We just have to get used to her being here, but having to quote unquote be away, meaning she goes to her room, she takes care of her stuff, all is fine and dandy. Maybe it's just cleaning up after him. Instead of him having to take stuff and put it in the sink, maybe you just quickly pick it up and you say, oh, here, and you just take it for him. It's the little things, right? Responding with the little things. And you want to make them positive. You don't want to make them negative. Yeah, get rid of those sighs. You don't need that. Do more with little. A little goes a long way. So what does your culture look like in your marriage? That's a big question, isn't it? It is. But you probably have a little time on your hands to think about it. And I ask that of you because I believe that we don't understand what we're doing within our four walls. We just see life as responsibilities, going and doing activities. But I'm here to tell you that the love that the two of you share together is going to impact more than your own family within your own four walls. You want to be a power couple. And that means you got to look at the culture of your marriage. Do you have something in your marriage? Are you doing more with little? Where it's allowing you to build a strong foundation. You know those little cracks and crevices in a foundation? If you've ever bought a new house and you go to have an inspection and you don't know the builder, you don't know, you know, the owner, so you don't know how they took care of that house, but the inspector comes and they begin to look either in the basement or they look in the garage area, they look on the ceilings and on the walls, and they're looking for cracks and crevices, some shifting, right? Sometimes it's settling. We have to settle in to our marriage. But there's a difference of settling in and this major movement. Because if your foundation is cracked to the point that it continues to move, what happens? Oh yeah, your first floor, your second floor, third floor, attic. It's not safe. And it's all eventually going to come tumbling down. You want your inspector to find those little cracks and crevices. Well, when you do more with little, when you look for the little things, when you take aim on those little things, and when you respond to those little things, you're filling in those little cracks and crevices. So what? So you have a stronger foundation. Because otherwise, what happens? They just get bigger and bigger and bigger over time. So what does the culture of your marriage look like? Are you feeling strong about it? That is fantastic. Celebrate that. Tell your spouse how awesome she is. Tell your spouse how awesome he is. Don't sit there and just take them for granted, because we do that every day too. You don't know when the last time you will say, I love you to your spouse. And no, I'm not going to get all down and out here. I'm just bringing real life to our four walls. And I want us to hunker down and look at our marriages. I do this with my husband all the time. Now, he doesn't hunker down with me. I'm doing it in my head. Why? Because it's what I do. Right? It's who I am as a coach, what I do within the family structure and how I see things. It's how God made me. Some would say, oh, that's a curse, Christiane. And others would say, oh my gosh, I wish I had your brain. Either way you look at it, it could be positive or negative. But one way I look is, how am I serving my husband? How am I cultivating my marriage to the point of creating a culture of love, of respect? It's got to be more than words. Yes, I love you. Three strong words. But unfortunately, there's usually no actions behind those. We can say them so fast, but if it doesn't pack a punch with actions, it falls flat. And if we get stuck in our busyness, letting activities rule the roost, our responsibilities, our job, our career, the children, it could even be the in-laws, whatever it is. If you let all of that distract you and that become your focus, those cracks and crevices, they're going to get bigger. And your 2- and 3-story beautiful home is going to come tumbling down. That's reality. So when you have a moment, I want you to think about the culture of your marriage. Where is it? How are you setting the tone? Are you being the one who's walking out the door, slamming the doors with loud complaints, rolling eyes, big, huge sighs? Is that really helping your marriage? Or are you willing to do more with little? Because a little goes a long way. I know that's more of what you want. No, you're not always going to get it right every single day. I don't get it right every single day. There are days that I'm like, oh, foot in the mouth, cover the eyes. I mean, I make mistakes all the time. Now, my husband and I are to the point, he will point them out to me lovingly, gingerly, gently, which I appreciate. But then he has to realize that I get to point out the same to him. So he doesn't always like that part in return, but who does, right? No one likes to be critiqued. No one likes to be criticized. So we can't criticize. We need to love. Love them where they're at. Do more with little. So how are you serving your spouse? Are you doing it more than words? Because if you're not, I want to challenge you today. Go out and do more with little. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.